Welcome to yoga for joint mobility and chronic pain. As with any yoga practice or exercise program, it's always best to check with your primary healthcare practitioner before you begin. In this audio, I'm going to share with you my personal routine for joint mobility and chronic pain. Feel free to modify and adjust the practice to suit your own needs from day to day. Think of this practice more as a guideline than anything else. To begin our practice, come to lie down on your back. As you rest here, begin to notice your breathing. Follow that sounded breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Often the body can get very tense when we experience pain, and you may feel at this moment whether or not your shoulders are lifted or the face is tight, whether physically or emotionally you're bracing for the next experience of pain. Use this time lying on your back, following your breath, to simply let go. Follow the breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Work to consciously deepen your breath as a signal to the body that it's okay to relax here. From this position, gather your knees up and maybe comfortably in towards your chest. You can begin to gently rock from side to side and eventually draw the knees over towards your right side, keeping as much of your shoulder blades down on the floor as you can for this first gentle twist. And you may need something between the knees for a little bit more support. Don't overdo it. Just find a nice, gentle sensation as you breathe. Continue to follow your own soft, gentle breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Use the hands to help you draw your legs back through center, and then shift your legs over towards the left side of the room. Once again, propping your legs up on a pillow or a block. Or my personal favorite is to take a block between my knees. Breathing here. On your next breath in, draw the knees back to center. Stack your feet over your hips, keeping the sacrum, the low back, the hips on the floor, So we don't want to lift the low back up here in this position. Separate your feet hip distance apart and begin to rotate your ankles, moving them in one direction and the opposite direction. Don't force more range than what is available. Take a few breaths in each direction, exploring breathing. And then bring the feet back to neutral. Take a moment to flex your feet and then point your feet. Flexing the feet, spreading the toes. Pointing your feet, bring the toes together. Breathing, flexing. Breathing, pointing. Take a few more rounds. Now begin to bend and straighten the legs as though you were on a bicycle. So you sort of want to circle the legs here, moving the legs in opposition. And again, take this through whatever range of motion is available, comfortable, and reasonable for you today. Remember that your knee joints work like a hinge. So we're trying to keep them working within that hinge movement and not twisting them from side to side. Bicycle the legs one more time in this direction, and then start to move in the opposite direction. Reverse pedal. Continue to breathe. Focus on what's available for your body and let go of what's not available. At the end of this next round, slowly release and slowly placing your feet down onto the floor. Separating your feet a little wider than hip distance apart, and then we'll gently windshield wiper the legs, moving the legs from side to side. Come back to neutral. And make your way over onto your right. Peel yourself up into a comfortable seated position. So if comfortable for you is sitting with the legs crossed, feel free. If you need another option, you can also just extend your legs straight out in front of you, placing blocks or rolled up towel under the knees for a little bit more support. All that's necessary is that you're comfortable and you're sitting tall. Find a place to ground your hands, whether it's on your lap or on the floor beside you. And as you inhale, begin to move the center of your chest forward, arching your back, looking up slightly. On your exhale, begin to round the center of the back towards the wall behind you, dropping the chin down, rounding forward. Inhale, reaching the chest forward, arching the back, maybe looking up slightly. And exhale, rounding the back. Move through this a few more times. This is a variation of cat-cow, So if you prefer to do this same spinal movement from tabletop, from hands and knees, feel free. Take one more round here. And then finally, release this position. Take a few breaths to come up to stand. As you stand at the top of your mat, separate your feet hip distance apart. Reach the crown of the head towards the ceiling. And then draw your right ear towards your right shoulder. Let the head be very heavy here. If this produces a lot of sensation and you don't feel the need to go any further, stay right where you are. The next step is to bring the right arm up and across the head towards the left ear, letting the weight of the arm soften the right ear towards the right shoulder as you stretch the left side of your neck and shoulder. Never move into a point where you feel pain. This should be really comfortable. This should feel good. Continue to breathe. And then you can start to turn your chin to look down towards your armpit. This will stretch out the back of the neck a little bit more, so take it slow. Be sure to soften the shoulders. And then release your right arm, dropping your chin towards your chest. Inhale, take your head back up, coming to a neutral spine. And then we'll drop the left ear towards the left shoulder. Once again, this may be the place to stay, or you can take your left arm up across the head and let it rest, stretching the right side of your neck, as the left arm is very heavy, resting on the head. Just breathe. When you feel ready, you can draw the chin towards the armpit, stretching out the back of the neck. Slowly release your left arm, draw the chin towards the chest, and lift your head back up. Turn the head gently from side to side, exploring whatever range is available here. Breathe here, coming back to neutral. Take a moment to start to just roll your shoulders, moving them in one direction, moving in the opposite direction. And then we'll start to shake out the hands. Shake out your hands like you were brushing water off. Now begin to extend the arms out and take your hands to your shoulders and reach the arms nice and wide. Taking hands to touch the shoulders and then reaching the hands as far away from the shoulders as possible. Working the elbow joint a little bit here, exploring that range of movement. Breathing here. And then we'll reach the arms out wide to the side. Reach your fingertips towards the ceiling with the arms nice and straight. Spread your fingers wide. And then take the fingertips down towards the floor and try to squeeze all the fingertips together. Inhale, palms flex up, fingertips lift and spread. And as you exhale, bring the fingertips together, palms face down. Do this a few times as you breathe. And dropping your arms down by your side. Breathing. And then we'll release. We'll move into some sun salutations here. And don't forget that if you purchased the bonus video, this will walk you through the sun salutations with a visual. As you inhale, reach your arms up high overhead. And exhale, fold forward and down, softening your knees if you need to. As you inhale, lengthen up halfway, maybe taking your hands up to your shins. As you exhale, bend the knees as much as you need to so that you can bring your palms down to the floor. Start to walk your feet back into a high plank position or bringing the knees down into tabletop. Let's take one more breath here. And as you exhale, slowly start to lower down, coming right down onto your belly. As you inhale, interlace the fingers behind your back. Start to lift your shoulders up and back as you reach your arms out behind you. A more advanced version of this is to, at the same time, lift the feet from the floor. It's a version of locust pose. And as you exhale, soften everything back down to the floor. From here, place the palms flat on your mat and make your way into downward facing dog. Here in downward dog, separate your hands shoulder distance apart. Separate the feet hip distance apart, using these four corners as your foundation. If you can straighten your legs comfortably, feel free. Otherwise, allow your knees to stay bent. Tilt your hips up and back as you reach the body's weight towards the wall behind you so that it doesn't land in your wrists. Let's take one more breath here. And as you exhale, soften both knees. Walk your feet forward towards the top of your mat. When you arrive there, inhale to lengthen, hands on shins, reaching your spine forward. And exhale, draw your chin towards your shins. On your next inhale, lift your arms up as you come all the way to stand. And exhale the hands to heart center. Let's do one more round. Inhale to reach your arms up. And exhale to fold forward and down. Inhale up halfway. Exhale to bring the palms flat to the floor and make your way back through plank and lower down into your chaturanga or right down to your belly. If you're familiar and comfortable with upward dog, you can move into that position. Otherwise, once again, interlace the fingers behind the back, reaching your arms out behind you as you lift your shoulders, keeping the belly nice and firm. And as you exhale, release the hands back to the floor. Over the next breath or two, move into downward dog. Remember just to take your time. The point of our practice is to get moving. It's not a race. Let's take one more breath here. And as you exhale, bend the knees. Inhale to walk yourself forward, moving into your halfway lift, reaching the spine forward. Exhale to bow your chin towards your shins. On the next inhale, reach the arms up high, palms coming together. Exhale, hands to heart center. Once again, let's inhale and reach the arms up. Exhale, fold forward and down. Separate your feet here about hip distance apart. Big toes are pointing forward. And then catch hold of opposite elbow or bicep. The challenging thing with pain a lot of times is that the body is just naturally in sort of a defensive mode. So we're going to spend a good few breaths here just hanging forward. And you may need to bend your knees quite a bit so that your body feels supported. I want you to see if you can find a more relaxed space. So roll the shoulders away from the ears. Let the head remain nice and heavy. Jaw soft. Feel your spine lengthening, getting a little bit of traction the more you let go of the head and neck. Remember to breathe, and if you need to come out of the posture sooner, feel free. But let's take another 5 slow, deep breaths. In through the nose. And out through the nose. In through the nose. And out through the nose. Two more in. And out. The exhale of this last breath, release both arms, soften your chin towards your chest, and roll yourself slowly all the way up to stand. If you have any props like yoga blocks, feel free to use them. And if you don't have a yoga prop, the wall is very handy to have for this next exercise. So you may just want the wall to help you be steady. And if you have pretty good balance, feel free to not use it at all. From wherever you are, we're going to just fold forward and we'll step the left foot back, coming into a low lunge. Your low lunge may require your left knee to be on the floor or on a blanket. To keep that left quad more engaged, you would keep the back toes turned under and the knee lifted. The right knee is going to stack directly over the right ankle, and your hands are either resting on your blocks or the floor. If you're using a wall, you can have your hands on the wall, helping to lift you up a little bit higher. If it's comfortable, you can start to reach the arms up, stacking your hands over your shoulders and your shoulders over your hips in one nice, vigorous lunge. Breathing here. Moving slowly, spin the back heel down to the floor and open up your arms into Warrior Two. Reaching the arms nice and wide. Take one more breath here and begin to straighten the right leg as much as you can comfortably. Move the hips back in space just a tiny bit so that you create a little bit more space through the hip joint. And then begin to reach your right arm forward, out over the right leg. And bring that right hand down to a block, to your shin, your ankle, or even catch your big toe. Opening the left arm directly over the right for triangle pose. Sounded breath. For more balance, you can use this posture and do it right up against the wall, so the wall would be supporting your back. Let's take one more breath here. Exhaling to look down. Inhale your way up to stand. And then we'll step to the top of the mat. Inhale, sweeping both arms up. Exhale, hands to heart center. Let's do that twice more. Inhale, sweeping the arms up. Exhale to heart center. Last time, inhale, sweeping the arms up. Exhale to heart center. And then you can begin to fold forward here. This time we'll step the right leg back into our nice low lunge with either the right knee on the floor or the right leg engaged with knee lifted and straight. The left knee should be stacking over the left ankle as much as possible. And when you're ready, you can start to reach your arms up once you've got your balance here. Don't forget to use the back leg. That right heel should be lifting up off the mat. The back leg is nice and strong. Take a few more breaths, reaching the arms to the sky, but at the same time, dropping the shoulders down the back. As you exhale, open the arms wide into Warrior Two. Spinning your right heel to the floor, so the whole outer edge of the right foot is almost parallel to the back edge of your mat. It may be slightly turned in. If this creates any pain or tension through the ankles or the knees, just continue with the first lunge and skip this Warrior Two position. On your next inhale, begin to straighten the left leg. Make sure both feet feel nice and grounded, and then hinge out over your left big toe, lengthening the whole left side of your waist and reaching to the floor for triangle. Going as deeply into this as feels available. Good, taking two more breaths in through the nose and out through the nose. And as you exhale, look down, rising back up to stand. Inhale. And exhale, stepping to the top of your mat. For our next exercise, you may want to use a yoga block, and you'll definitely need a wall space or a closed door. If you're using a door, make sure no one's on the other side of it about to come in while you are doing this exercise. When you're working on this on your own, the idea would be that you build up the time that you spend sitting on the wall, and you build up the repetitions of our high steps or our active squats. So, let's come to lean the back into the wall. Try to get your shoulders, put the space from the shoulders all the way down to the hips to touch the wall. You should be able to feel as though you're pushing the wall back. And then walk your feet out a comfortable distance from the wall so that you can start to bend the knees and sink the hips into a static wall squat. If you're using a block, place the block between your thighs. We're going to hold this position now for 30 seconds. You should feel that the legs are pushing the floor away from you and the back is pushing the wall away from you. At the same time, try to relax as deeply as possible for the next 7 seconds. Good, and then inhale, use your hands to help you come up off of the wall, remove your block, and we're just going to take 10 steps with each leg, lifting the knees as high as you can comfortably, so like you were marching. So we're going to lift right leg, left leg, right leg, left leg, right, left, keep breathing, right, left, right, left, take 10 more, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Slowly release, and we'll come to sit back at the wall using your block if you're using it. We'll hold our wall sit this time for 45 seconds. Sitting down for 1. Continue to breathe here. And then coming all the way back up. If you know how to do more active squats, then you can take 20 active squats or repeat the high steps. We'll do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Let's do one last 30-second wall sit. Moving into your position. Remember, as you build up to this, you can start to hold these for intervals of a minute or two. Keep breathing. Already halfway there. Good, and then coming all the way out. Slowly make your way, still staying close to the wall, down onto the floor. Extend both legs out in front of you. And then start to bend your right knee as you draw your right heel back in towards your groin. Letting the right thigh fall open. And if your right knee doesn't come all the way down to the ground, feel free to use your yoga block or rolled up towel underneath your thigh so that you allow your body the space and freedom it needs to really let go. Without supporting that hanging limb, your body will naturally probably tense up in response. As you inhale, sit nice and tall, and as you exhale, begin to walk or tippy-toe your fingers forward over the left leg, finding a nice comfortable forward fold. Breathing here. On your next inhale, come all the way back up. Use the hands to help move your leg out of that position. Both legs straight. And then bend your left knee, walking it back as close to the chest as you can comfortably, and letting that hip fall open, knee towards the floor, resting it on the floor or on your prop. Once you've found a comfortable position for the left leg, begin to walk your arms forward. Breathing here. And then slowly inhale to make your way back up, releasing the left leg. And take a few breaths to come to lie down on your back. We'll take both legs up in the air. And you can do this with straight legs or with knees bent, whatever you need. You can also do this one leg at a time if you feel the low back is a little bit sore. Find a comfortable space for your hands, your arms. And as you inhale, draw the low belly slightly in, engaging your core, spreading your toes. As you exhale, lower your heels down until they're 1 inch away from the floor, or as low as you can comfortably go. Inhale back up. Exhale the legs halfway down to the floor. Inhale up. Exhale 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale up. Exhale halfway down. Inhale up. Exhale 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale up. Exhale halfway down. Inhale both legs up, and then we'll slowly begin to scissor the legs, taking your right heel down to the floor, and as you lift it back up, the left heel comes down towards the floor. Let's do 5 more rounds here. It's 5, breathing as you scissor the legs. 4, move slowly for 3, sounded breath 2, last 1, meeting with both legs up, heels over the hips, and exhale your heels down until they're 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale up, exhale halfway down. Inhale up, remember to modify if your back is getting sore. Heels down, 1 inch away, and up. Halfway down, and up, last round. Heels down, 1 inch away from the mat, and up. Halfway down, and up. Good, release the feet to the floor. Take the soles of the feet together and the knees wide apart. Once again, supporting those floating legs if you need to. And we'll take the hands to the low belly. Taking 5 breaths in through the nose and out through the nose as you fill and release the breath from the belly. If there are any final postures you'd like to take before moving into Shavasana, do so now. And then find a comfortable place to lie on your back. Taking a moment to set yourself up. The feet can fall open. The arms are down by the side with the palms face up. in a nice neutral position for the head and the neck. We'll rest here for the next few minutes. Do not skip Shavasana. It's such an important posture. It really not only integrates the entire practice, but allows you to let go into neutral space. When you let go this deeply, you no longer need to identify with your discomfort, with your limitations, your restrictions. You can allow yourself to be purest potential. Enjoy that. Purapurvasuvaha Tat Now slowly begin to deepen your breath, bringing back a subtle movement to your fingers and your toes, rotating the wrists and the ankles, and on your next inhale, reaching your arms up high overhead, take a nice big stretch, yawning with the whole body, and let it out. One more time, inhale, big stretch, reaching up, and let it go. Bending your knees one at a time. And then start to rock over to your right, peeling yourself up comfortably and slowly into a seated position. Extending right now to yourself a lot of gratitude. Dealing with any physical limitation and chronic pain really does demand a level of fortitude, because some days we just don't feel like doing the thing that is good for us because it hurts. Some days we just don't feel like being inspired. But you are a warrior, and you made it through your practice. And I wish you a wonderful day. Namaste.